Here we go. Friday, May 14th, 2021. As we say at Lynchpin, there's a Latin word for fun. Interval training. Interval training actually means the word fun, in case you didn't know that. And we say that a bit tongue-in-cheek because these days are stingers. They're challenging, but they're beneficial. They're easy to avoid, but we don't avoid that stuff at Lynchpin. We respect heavy days. We embrace things like dumbbell thrusters and sprinting. Those are the things on the hard path. And the hard path, there's never a traffic jam on the hard path because most people don't want to take it. But there's so much benefit to these things, and that's why we do them. So today's training, the workout of the day, is five intervals, each for time, of two rope climbs using your feet, 15 feet in length, 12 meters of a dumbbell walking lunge, and then calories on the bike, 12 calories for men or 8 for women. So the dumbbell lunge is done with a pair of 50-pound dumbbells for men, 35-pound dumbbell for women. And so one time through the interval, 3-2-1 go, two rope climbs, 12 meters of a dumbbell walking lunge, and then you burn through 12 calories in the bike for men or 8 for women. Then you'll take a 1-to-1 to a 1-to-2 work-to-rest ratio between each interval. And so what that means is, let's say you do one of those intervals in 2 minutes, okay? A 1-to-1 work-rest ratio would be resting 2 minutes. A 1-to-2 would be doubling it, resting 4 minutes. So you're going to rest anywhere from 2 to 4 minutes based upon a 2-minute time. But you're going to rest 1 to 2 times the actual time that the workout took you between each one of those intervals. And those dumbbells can be in the front rack position or hanging down by your sides. Whichever you choose is going to get it done. If you don't have a pair of dumbbells, you can go ahead and use a 115-pound barbell or a 75-pound barbell for women in the front rack position. We also have a two-person team version today, which would be 5 rounds for time of partner A does 2 rope climbs, 15 feet, 12-meter dumbbell lunge, and then the calories in the bike, 12 for men, 8 for women, and then partner B does that same deal. So you're going to get a 1-to-1 work-rest ratio in that sort of partner style. Now let's see here. Calorie conversion. So if you're using the Rogue Echo Bike, the Assault Bike, the Concept 2 Rower, or the Concept 2 Ski Erg, just do the calories that are listed there. If you're using the Concept 2 Bike Erg, take the calories, multiply them by 1.4, or the Schwinn Airdyne, multiply them by 1.5. And if you don't have a bike or a rower, see the limited equipment option. We've got videos today showing a couple different rope climbing styles, as well as the dumbbell front rack lunge. Like I said, you could have them in the hang if you so desired. Super fitness robot time, 1 minute and 25 seconds or less per interval. More likely time in the neighborhood of 2 minutes or less per interval. So you can see even the more likely time at 2 minutes, it's a short time domain, high intensity sort of a day today. So I would like to see somebody on the two rope climbs climb up, and as soon as you get back down, you can go right back up again. If you struggle with rope climbs and you could do one and then you got to rest 30, 45 seconds before you do the next one, that's probably not going to be the stimulus that we're looking for today. You may want to consider the scaled option. And as is so frequently the case with interval days, what's going to make this have the appropriate level of kind of cayenne pepper on it is going to be, once you get onto the bike, how do you pedal it? Do you pedal it like the devil is chasing you? It's going to be a high intensity day. Do you casually pedal it? If so, you'll wonder what's all the hubbub about these intensity into these interval days. Not a big deal. So it's kind of a choose your own adventure. And that's why the rest periods are critical as well. And more rest is probably your friend compared to less rest. Scaled option today. 5 intervals, each for time, of 10 pull-ups. That would be kipping chin over bar pull-ups or ring rows. Now bear in mind, you want to have strict pull-up capacity before you do kipping pull-ups. So that's why I'm giving you the option 10 kipping chin over bar pull-ups or ring rows. and make the ring rows challenging for yourself. 12 meter dumbbell lunge, and then same deal, 12 calories in the bike for men, 8 for women. And we're knocking down the dumbbell loading a little bit, 35 pound dumbbells for men, 25 pound dumbbells for women, same work to rest ratio. And if you need to use a barbell, it'd be a 75 pound barbell for men, 55 pound barbell for women. And there's of course a partner version as well. And we've got videos showing several styles of kipping pull-ups, the linchpin how to get a pull-up video, video on the ring row, as well as rope climb substitutions, because you may want to play with a different scaled option if it works better for you. Limited equipment option. They don't have a rope to climb. They don't have a bike. Here we go. 5 intervals each for time, 15 pull-ups, 12-meter dumbbell lunge, 200-meter sprint, foot sprint. Oh, yeah. Using a pair of 50-pound dumbbells for the lunge for men, 35s for women. Still the same work-to-rest ratio, and there's a two-person partner version as well. We've got a video showing lunge and some pull-ups. No equipment workout today. 7 intervals, so we bumped it up, each for time of 20 meters of a walking lunge, 200-meter sprint. Also with a 1-to-1 or 1-to-2 work-to-rest ratio, and there's a partner version as well. We've got a video showing the walking lunge. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. For time, 50 burpee box jump overs, 24 inches for men, 20 for women. I put the wrong symbol next to the 24 that actually says 24 feet. You're not supposed to do a 24-foot box jump over. 24 inches for men, 20 for women, or 50 just regular old school burpees. We've got a video showing both of those movements depending upon which one you choose. And then we've got pistols, aka one-legged squats. You're going to do 20 to 40 on the right leg and then 20 to 40 on the left leg. And there's a video showing that. And then finally, cool down and stretching. Cool down for 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Pec stretch, laying on the side. Hold that 1 to 2 minutes per side. And then we've got the kneeling layback, holding that for 1 to 2 minutes. Both of those have videos. I hope you enjoy the interval training. And I will see you back here to close out the week on Saturday's workout.